Today we celebrate the ascension of Jesus when he returned to his Father in heaven. But he has not abandoned us, as he assures us in the gospel, "I am with you always." He sends the Holy Spirit to live within us, so we become more of the Spirit with Jesus. We live in him, and he lives in us. Thus we may enjoy a far more intimate relationship with Jesus now than when he walked on the earth. Let us listen to the gospel, or to the Acts of the Apostle, and listen to what the disciple tells us. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day that he was taken away to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over the period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized you with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when we met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will have my witness in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, he was given up before them, their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky, and he was gone. When suddenly two men, dressed in white, stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." The word of God for the people of God.
And our gospel lesson comes from the book of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 to 53. Hear these words. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But first, stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and he was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Would you now bow your heads and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock, my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit. My God, to have read your sacred scriptures, and now, Lord, to share my testimony. Amen. One of the things that I've had to learn over my lifetime is to live in the in-between periods of time when things aren't going on, and to maybe sometimes be patient and rest until the next best thing is going to happen. I remember very early on when I was graduating from high school, I remember graduation day. But then I remembered it wasn't until September, middle of October, when I was going to start school. And I found that period of time a very difficult period of time because I was ready to move on. I was ready to move on to college and to move in and to have all that happen. But yet there was this period of 2 or 3 months that needed to occur before that happened. I don't like waiting. If there's one thing that Lisa can tell you about me through our whole life, I'm not a person to wait from situation to situation. I like to move things. I like to be moving. I like adrenaline running through my body. But sometimes God puts us in a holding pattern. Now today, as we heard the scriptures today from the Acts of the Apostles, and as I read from the book of Luke, we centered around Jesus ascending into heaven. Scripture tells us that Jesus fulfilled all his promises. He said that he would suffer and die, but then he said that he would be resurrected and that he would come back. And that is exactly what he did. All his promises. And just at the point where his disciples now, he's made several appearances to them, he's encouraged them, he's commissioned them, you know, and now they're asking him about the promises of his kingdom. And it is about this point where Jesus then says, I must go to my Father. And we're told in the scriptures that he ascended into heaven. And he told his disciples that they needed to go back to Jerusalem and wait. Wait for the Holy Spirit. Wait for the power to witness not only in Judea and Samaria, but to all the ends of the earth. Waiting. Waiting can be a dreadful thing for many of us, can't it? Waiting can be something that's very difficult. Ask children sometimes when you tell them to wait. Waiting can be a difficult thing when you're in between jobs and you don't know where the next one is going to come from. Waiting can be a very difficult thing when you're struggling in a relationship. Knowing what the best step would be, or maybe even what God has planned. Waiting can be a very difficult thing when you're in that doctor's office and he gives you some news, but he says you're going to need to wait 3 weeks to see another doctor. A lot of us have been through that. I can tell you today that living in the in-between times can be difficult, but yet it can be a wonderful experience, because if we experience God as he plans, he comes to us in whatever situation that we're in, and he gives us that promise that he will guide us and protect us and lead us, and he will refresh us. You see, God knows sometimes we need these periods of just waiting so that we can get beside ourselves and to get focused on what will give us strength in the future. One of my favorite scriptures that I like to read is from the book of Isaiah, and it says this. It says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, it's such a positive scripture. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. It's a promise that we hear in Isaiah. And so in these in-between times, it can be so difficult if we do this without following the Word of God. So let's
kind of break down what God would have us do in these in-between times while we're waiting. Well, the first thing is this, that we need to remember that we're in a time like that, that these times are to be active times, not just passive. But what we should be doing is focusing on what is really at hand for us, rather than what is yet to come. You know, when Jesus ascended, we heard the angel said to the two, "Men of Israel, why do you stand there just looking up at the sky? Don't you know Jesus who was resurrected has now ascended into heaven?" Have you ever felt sometimes like that where you were just kind of dead still looking at the sky thinking, what next? How do I proceed? And Jesus says he was taking up to heaven, and he says that it was going to come in this, we were going to come in the same manner as we go into heaven. But you know, the thing is, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when we don't listen to the promises of Jesus, when we can't totally wrap our hands around why this waiting period would be happening, sometimes we exhaust ourselves so much about worrying about the future that we lose sight of the present. We lose sight of the very blessings that God has put right in front of us. You know, the disciples then heeded the words of the angels, and so they returned to Jerusalem. They returned to their homes, their temple, and they waited. Now, the second thing is learning how to live in between times as Christ would have us do means that we need to be obedient in connection with Him and the Father. You know, when the disciples returned to Jerusalem, they remembered the words that Jesus said, that you all need to be as one, as Christ prayed. And they had themselves had to pray that they would be as one. Because in the between times, we can get so distracted and we can get so detached from one another when we forget that Christ calls us to go through periods like that as one, worshiping Him, understanding His Scripture, and counting on each other to kind of help guide us and counsel on the ways that Jesus may be preparing for us. You know, there's many ways that we can prepare for what's coming. And one of the best ways is to continue to seek God's promises and God's Word in the events of the ordinary days that we have to go through. Now, Jesus said this. He said, "You're going to receive power from the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to the ends of the earth." But he says that prayer and devotion to the mind of God prepares us for the gift of the Holy Spirit. It allows us to open up for the power of the Holy Spirit. So in this in-between time, that second step of making sure that we're one and making sure that we have the mind of God in our hearts, very important. You know, there are a lot of gimmicks out there when you think about it. When you think about advertisements in magazines and on the internet, 50 ways to lose 500 pounds in 3 months, stuff like that. Or, you know, you look at some of the other magazines and they'll talk about, 90 ways to drive your partner crazy or to resolve conflict. There's all these gimmicks. And you know, the thing about it is we're so attracted to sometimes reading those gimmicks because we don't like waiting, do we? Or if there's something going on, I'll never forget one of the things that we would have at festivals when I was growing up, there'd always be, and I never know why this happened, but there'd always be a fortune teller there. And guess whose line was the biggest? The fortune teller's. You know, with that sign that would flicker, 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 and yeah. Don't we all want to know our fortune while we're waiting? And yet, what do we do? Sometimes it's our humanness that we jump to these other things when God says, go back. Go back to your homes. Go back to your family. Go back to your church and pray that you be one. And my Spirit's going to be manifested in you. That's a promise. He allows us to be fruitful in our lives. And it says in the Word of God, it is the Spirit that gives us life. And our task is to make ourselves ready to be used. And third, in the in-between times, we need to just trust and have confidence that what God has promised us will come to pass. We need confidence. That word confidence. Because confidence will help us focus on what God has promised and we'll be able to see the path that He lays out to us for right now and for those in between times. I hope you're like me, that you've come to realize and appreciate sometimes why it's good not to have a lot of things going on. Why it's good maybe to take a day when you can just be still and know that God is there. To take maybe a few hours in your day and turn off all the noise and turn off the beepers and now the cell phones and all the social media that I've gotten involved with being in business and things like that, and just to turn it all off and spend maybe just 20 minutes with God in prayer. And say, Lord, what is it today that you would have that helped me move on to the next step? You know, Isaiah says those words, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll walk and not be weary. They'll run and not be faint. We have these unconditional promises to those of us who wait on the Lord. And so in the in-between times, I ask you to remember God's resurrection. Remember today His ascension back into heaven. But the promise that He left the disciples with is the same promise He leaves us today. And next Sunday, as we celebrate Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit will fall afresh once again on us. And so I say, trust in the Lord, not in gimmicks, not in maybe the quick fixes, the quick answers, but stay connected to Him by prayer and meditations with our brothers and sisters here in this church, in our families, in our homes, in our schools, in holy obedience. Let's bow our heads. God, we thank You so much for Your understanding of the Scriptures. We thank You that You opened the minds of the disciples to understand what exactly was going on. That yes, You were to leave this world, but You were going to send Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, today we wait. Maybe we wait for the next step of our journey. Maybe we wait for the next thing that's going to take place. But Lord, we place our trust in You. And we unite together as a fellowship. And through this being united, Lord, we know that Your promises are true. And that as we wait on You, that You will take this as an opportunity to renew our strength. We ask this in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen.